A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. For Christ, while we were still helpless, died at the appointed time for the ungodly. Indeed, only with difficulty does one die for a just person, though perhaps for a good person one might even find courage to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. How much more then, since we are now justified by his blood, will we be saved through him from the wrath? Indeed, if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, how much more, once reconciled, will we be saved by his life? Not only that, but we also boast of God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. The Word of the Lord. Today's reading places our focuses our attention, I think, where it should be as we celebrate this observance of All Souls. It's easy to think when we focus on praying for the dead upon what we're doing. But Paul, in writing the Romans, wants them and wants us to focus on what God does. Salvation is God's job, after all, not ours. There are many reasons why we put ourselves first. We come into this world, we have to make our way, we have to make our reputation. We have to become the world's greatest businessman or the world's greatest lover or the world's greatest mother or father or even the world's greatest priest. All that can distract us from what is really important in God's plan for us. And that is that we rely more and more on God. Dependence has a bad name in our society, but in fact, to enter heaven, we must become more and more like dependent upon God. Yesterday we celebrated the Feast of All Saints, the saints in heaven. And what is heaven but where we let God be God for us and for all that God has created? It is enough for us to be children of God. But we aren't called by God one by one as individuals. We're called as community. As communion. And so we are called to be members of the communion of saints. And today we continue to pray with that communion of saints, that all might be joined with the choirs of those for whom God is all in all. We pray with the saints who are in perfect union with God. And we pray for all of us who are still on the way of being prepared for that perfect submission to God's will, that perfect dependence upon God's will. We pray for ourselves, and we pray for those who have gone before us and who may still be in the process of being conformed completely to God's will. We pray that we, with all the saints, may let God be God.